the Henderson County Fair is the president, Brian Randall. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Last time I saw you, we were busy running around the square for the big car show.
Yep. Yes. That was a good night.
Yes, it was. And big news for the Henderson County Fair. You've got a whopping wonderful performer coming. It's already a great fair. This just adds to it. Tell us all about it.
Well, thank you very much for that compliment. Yes, we are proud to announce that we're going to have Casey Donahue as a main act concert for the fair on Thursday, July 25th. Stumptown will be opening for him. And we're very excited for the opportunity to provide this at our fair.
Okay. And for those that may not know Casey Donahue, and towards the end of our interview, I'll play a little music from Casey Donahue. He's a very, he's actually extraordinarily famous. Started out underground, meaning not on radio, not on mainstream, but sure made his way through rather quickly.
Yes. He does have a very good following and country oriented.
Yes.
Something that we're very much looking forward to.
Yes. Okay, so it seems to me like all county fairs this year, I keep seeing the announcements come out, and with yours, I think you were one of the first with your, you know, hey, here it is, we're ready, we could start tomorrow. It seems like there's this vibrant energy this year.
I think so. We pretty much started after the completion of last year's fair in preparation and so forth for it, and really, we really try hard as a fair board to incorporate family-oriented activities and moving in that direction for it, and hope that this complements it very well. Ticket prices hopefully will be very favorable for an act of this caliber, and just hope that to provide a great atmosphere.
And tickets are on sale now?
Correct, yes. You can go to our Henderson County Fair website, which is www.hendersoncofair.com. And there's a link there to eTix. The pre-sale special is $20 for general admission. And then there's what they call a party pit, which is in front of the stage. That'll be $30.
Okay.
That's limited to 500 people in front of the stage there.
So. That's a really good price.
Thank you. I'm surprised actually at where it ended up.
Well, for quality entertainment like Casey Donahue and Stumptown, that's a really good price.
Thank you.
And there's so much that goes on at the fair. There's so much, like you said, kid and family oriented activities. Take us through what we can expect this year. Give us the preview.
Okay, so the daily activities moved up a day, essentially. So our 4-H and Junior Show general projects will be on Monday. Livestock weigh-ins Monday night. Tuesday will be the open show for the general projects. Bank of Stronghurst is going to do their farmer's breakfast again on Tuesday morning. And then our swine show is Tuesday during the day. Wednesday will be our sheep and goat show in the morning, followed by the bucket calf show at 1 o'clock. And then our very popular family night will be Wednesday night. Thursday is the beef show. And then, of course, the concert that we're talking about here on Thursday night. Friday, we're changing some things up a little bit for the grandstand activity. Going to try a skid loader competition. So essentially local farmers, landscaping companies, that sort of thing. We're hosting a timed obstacle course for operating skid loaders, hopefully building on that local family-oriented activities. Going to have a farmhand competition, bags tournament, dart tournament. And then on Saturday morning, we've added quite a few things. It, once again, family oriented. There's a stuffed animal show for the little kids that we started last year, where they bring a stuffed animal to the and we interview them in the livestock arena. It was really cool last year. Do a car show, a barnyard games, which is new for this year. Doing several things for the younger kids as well, mm-hmm. just trying to get them involved. There'll be mud volleyball. We'll also do a pancake and sausage breakfast that morning. And then obviously finish out the fair Saturday night with the figure eight races.
Okay. What a great lineup. Looking forward to it. I need to lend somebody. I have a stuffed E.T. doll.
Yeah.
Remember E.T.,
oh,
the movie?
Yes, yes.
I've had that thing. I got it in England. I've had that thing for, well, gosh, I'm 49, so think back. Man, I'm getting old, Brian. Wow. So you said stuffed animals. I always wonder, what would I do with a stuffed E.T. doll? That would be a great place. I should call it doll, thing, alien.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, what a lineup. I mean, just packed, loaded. Going to be a great time. And, of course, I love the fact that we always talk about the shows because we love going down there and interviewing all of our 4-H and FFA students.
Well, we sure appreciate how involved you guys are as a radio station for our fair. It is very nice to have that.
We love it. We love it. Okay, you've got people you need to thank, too. This is all courtesy of wonderful local people in Henderson County that support this fair. Tell us all about them.
So it is. We are the title sponsor for the concert. We greatly appreciate Guype Seeds, Shane Guype, and then Country Financial, Rachel Guype and Sally Waddell there in Stronghurst for coming aboard as our title sponsor for the concert. We also have a tremendous following of local businesses, organizations that help us to put the fair on. Without that support, we would not be able to do the things that we're doing, especially the only night that we charge for the fair, aside from obviously the tickets to the concert, but the general admission into the fair, every night except the figure eight races are free to get in. So that this sponsorship, this advertising, that all helps to pay for that. A few of the other bigger sponsors for the other nights. So Bank of Stronghurst will be what we call the grand champion sponsor there for family night. Of course, on Thursday night will be the Shane Guype and Country Financial. Friday will be Ingram Lawn and Landscape, and then Saturday night will be Bigger Bucks. So thank you to all of those, as well as all of the other sponsors we are currently working on that for this year. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, doing advertising, whatnot, please go to our Facebook page, which is just Henderson County Fair, and there's information on there to reach out to Amanda Randall, that she does all of that, and would be more than happy to talk to you. There's multiple different levels, from starts out around $75, goes up to a couple thousand bucks in different levels. And yes, it's very nice to have the support that we have of our local community for businesses, and we really hope that our local community supports those businesses, because that's how they survive and are able to help us.
I love it. Nothing but a great, wonderful group of people in Henderson County, all of those businesses that you named. And I'm so looking forward to it. Remind us of the dates of the fair again.
So it would be
July 25th. Just a reminder, folks, the July 25th time frame, if you're looking to purchase tickets for Casey Donahue and Stumptown, July 25th is the day of that. That's a Thursday. Again, tickets are only $20. So go to hendersoncofair.com. Brian, tell us the rest of the dates.
Yep. So the Monday, July 22nd will be the start of the fair. I did miss the horse show, which will be on Tuesday evening. In that list earlier, and then we'll conclude on Saturday the 27th.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. You guys have done a wonderful job. This is excitement, entertainment for everyone in our area, not just for Henderson County.
Thank you.
Okay, Brian, I'm going to leave us with a little bit of that Casey Donahue, so people have an idea of who he is. And here is one of his songs, Drove Me to the Whiskey. Brian, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Brian Randall, he is the president of the Henderson County Fair. Here is the main act, Casey Donahue.